Good evening. Looking through my note app a few days ago. I think most of us have that. Little reminders we have on our phone. Maybe texts that we've copied. Notes we've made to ourselves or something, you know. You know, I was looking through mine. Found bread, milk, cheese. Well, most of you probably have that one. Had this one. Wouldn't it be real weird if Halloween and Friday the 13th happened on the same day? if you're saying, yeah, that would be weird, man. Well, see me after the devotional. And I'll explain it to you. But then I found this. I am thankful. I'm thankful there is a God to love me, a Savior who died for me, and the Bible to guide me. Is that our heart, brothers and sisters, this evening? Are we thankful for that? Are we thankful there is a God to love me? The God that we read of in John 3:16, that golden text of the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Promise of salvation through obedience, the great sacrifice that was made, him giving his Son on that old rugged cross. What an expression of love that is to mankind. Are we thankful for that? Are we thankful for a Savior who died for me? It's personal. You realize that, right? Paul recognized that. In Galatians 2, verse 20, he said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. God declared his love, John 3:16. Jesus demonstrated his love by going to a cross for the souls of mankind. And then the scripture declares his love for us. If you look back, if you're in Galatians, go back to chapter 1, verse 4. There in the American Standard Version speaks of Jesus who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us out of this present evil world. That was the purpose. That was the reason. According to the will of God. It was God's will that he come and die. And it is through God's will that we know of that great sacrifice. Are we thankful that we have a God that loves us, a Savior who died for us, and a Bible, the Bible, to guide us? Like the psalmist said in Psalm 119:105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Basic instructions before leaving earth I've seen on some signs. Upon the first blush, may sound a little campy until you think about it. It is indeed that. This is our instruction book as we go through life. And in case you're wondering, this is the New Testament. I did that purposely. The Old Testament's for our learning, not our law. But this is our guide to life, our guide to heaven. A guide to how to live acceptably to God and how to live with our neighbors. The psalmist in Psalm 73, verse 24, Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. That's the road we're ultimately, or that's the goal this road is ultimately leading us to, isn't it? Because of God's love that he's shown mankind, because of Jesus' sacrifice being our Savior for all mankind, and the Holy Scriptures as a guide to all mankind. Let us always be thankful. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we may suffer affliction, trials and tribulations. Sometimes it may be difficult to indeed, on bended knee, be thankful.
But let us always be thankful, brothers and sisters, for a God that loves me, a Savior who died for me, and a Bible to guide me. This Bible guides us to heaven, and within its pages we learn of the plan of salvation, how one can have their sin forgiven, and through obedience to it and faithfulness to this word that God has given us, avoid the devil's hell and be in heaven forever and ever. Some of us are looking forward to that with loved ones that have gone on before us. If there's someone here that needs to obey the gospel, believing that Jesus is the Son of God, willing to repent of a life of sin, confessing the name of Jesus Christ, being baptized in water for the remission of sins. You can do that this evening. If there's someone here that needs to make a public repentance of some public sin that they have committed, it's a tough old world out there, as I said, and sometimes trials will overtake us. We're overtaken in a fault. And we will stumble, and we do not have to fall. We can come back through penitence and prayer. Maybe there's someone here that needs to do that this evening. Maybe there's someone that needs the prayers of the church for whatever tribulation or trial you may be going through. Whatever your need might be, come forward as together we stand and sing.
I have desire.